producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, I saw this story, and it made me laugh, and I'm sure many of you guys have heard about it, where there's a Kentucky lawmaker that wants to pass a bill, or is introducing a bill, that would force men who want Viagra, or erectile dysfunction drugs, to get a permission slip from their wife. Okay? Now, there's some other aspects to this as well, but come on. All right. Representative Mary Lou Marazan, she's a Democrat in Louisville, has introduced a bill that would force men who want to use these erectile dysfunction drugs to jump through a series of humiliating hoops beforehand, such as visiting the doctor twice and getting notes from their wives. She says, and she's a nurse, "I want to protect these men from themselves. This is about family values." Mazian told Fox affiliate WDRB that House Bill 396 would also require that someone seeking Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, or Vanafil to make a sworn statement with his hand on the Bible that he would only use a prescription for a drug for erectile dysfunction when having sexual relations with his current spouse. She writes, "I started thinking, how would this body of men feel if the government was injecting itself into their private medical decisions?" Now, I guess the reason why she's introducing this bill is because Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin, Republican, signed a bill requiring women to consult with a doctor at least 24 hours before an abortion, according to the Courier Journal. This quote-unquote informed consent bill, as it was labeled, passed with a 92 yes votes on January 28th, according to WDRB. Marzian was one of three members of the Kentucky House to vote against the law. She's an abortion rights supporter, has argued that the government should not be able to interfere with people's medical decisions. She told WDRB that her proposal was also inspired by her fellow lawmakers' values. "We are very, quote, family values in the Kentucky General Assembly. They are all awash in Christian family values, so that's why I put that part in there, that erectile pills can only be used in a marital relationship." She admitted to the station that her bill is more symbolic than serious, doesn't expect to get more support. Yeah, and then she gets to make the news and everybody gets to talk about her and she gets her 5 minutes of fame. The lawmaker told the paper she intends to introduce a bill that would require gun buyers to get counseling from victims of gun violence 24 hours ahead of a firearms purchase. "I'm just making sure the government is taking care of your safety." All right, so here's the thing. Many of you guys have been asking me about the psychological evaluation you have to have before surgery. I'm seeing that a lot now with surgeons, whether it's a gastric procedure for weight, like a gastric bypass or sleeve, et cetera, whether it's back surgery, et cetera. It's very interesting how doctors are now requesting psychological evaluations prior to your going for surgery. And there's been rumors that Caitlyn Jenner has been thinking about getting some of her parts back, I guess, and I don't know if those are rumors, but it does highlight an issue that we have talked about where many transgenders going through the sexual reassignment surgery have regrets. Now, what seems to happen in our legal system is when a doctor does a procedure, the person ends up changing their mind or not liking it. They want to sue the doctor. And so as a response, we're seeing many doctors go, "Look, before you even do this, get some counseling. I want to make sure your decision is set. I don't want anybody claiming that I rushed you into this." Okay, know what you're in for. So when we look at the abortion bill that got passed in Kentucky, that to me wasn't that shocking because most surgical procedures I'm starting to see are you see a doctor before you have the surgical procedure done. You have to go for a pre-op visit. In fact, I should say almost all. So if I decide I want to go get a hysterectomy, I can't just go into the operating room and get it done. I need to sit down with the doctor. I need to go down with the, you know, go over the risks and the benefits, you know, make sure I'm comfortable with it. Sometimes there's two visits to it going, look, you think about it. Go home, talk to your husband, then come back. So having a doctor visit 24 hours prior to having an abortion for discussion, risks and benefits, pre-op labs, doesn't really sound out of the ordinary, and it doesn't really sound like a government interjection. Okay? I mean, I've seen women have horrible complications, heavy bleeding, etc. Why not? You know, check their blood count, check this, you know, check, you know, certain vulnerabilities to having an operative procedure. Why not? Okay? I mean, we do it for every other operative procedure. You know, I mean, abortion is not, you know, getting your teeth cleaned, or you could just walk in really quick, get it cleaned. I mean, it's more, it's not that that's really quick to do that either. I mean, it's a little more difficult. So, I, you know, now, okay, if she was serious about this, okay, what about the idea of men getting Viagra and assuming they cheat? Now, I have to admit, I've had a lot of patients where they, you know, need it for their other relationships. And when I get wind of that, I do rip them a new one. But I'm a doctor. I'm not supposed to judge. I'm supposed to help them with their medical issues, no matter what they you know, believe in. And, you know, and I'm like, really? You know, I want you to protect yourself. I want you to talk to your wife. I mean, if this is what you're doing, you really need to see marriage counseling, okay, because you're putting her at risk. I go from there. But, many of them don't admit it. Okay, I told you about the one that did. He said every morning he has sex with his wife, but every night he has sex with his girlfriend. And that's why he needs Viagra. And I'm like, you don't need Viagra, you need a rest. Okay? I mean, there's something called a refractory period. That's why you end up needing the Viagra. But, no, I think it's ridiculous to get a permission slip from the wife. But again, you know, I see what she's doing and, you know, point well taken. But don't worry, I don't think this bill is going to go anywhere. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance, and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to all the guys at GCN working the dials. I'm not exactly sure who right now is working the dials, but I got to tell you, they are all working the dials pretty damn good because the show's still going on. So very grateful they're working on today for me. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I had received an email about regrets and job regrets. This was something that I received a while back, and they had asked if I had any regrets about going into medicine, and I love being a doctor. I would not do anything differently, but I actually do, and I was thinking about that. I was thinking about this the other day, which is why I thought this would be pretty irrelevant, because we've had some headlines on robots and artificial intelligence taking our jobs. One such One such headline says, humanity is facing its greatest challenge ever as machines are set to make half the world unemployed in just 30 years. Half of us are going to be unemployed. These are people that are working, not sitting there, not working. These are people that, you know, are currently working now. Half of us are going to be out of jobs. And, you know, that's frightening. So, I mean, if I had any professional regrets versus personal regrets about being a physician, professional regrets was, not kind of foreseeing the, Obamacare, not foreseeing the, robotic, revolution or the computer age, and the revolution of how a lot of things can be, it's not so much that doctors are going to be replaced by robots or by computers, etc. It's patients are impatient. Now, and I'm impatient, okay? I don't want to wait for a prescription. I don't want to wait to get into a doctor. I don't want to wait at the doctor's office. I love the idea that later you could talk to a doctor online. Go on your computer, talk to your doctor, do it privately, go, yeah, I got this going on, write me a prescription, get the prescription. I love the idea that things are happening fast. But as a professional, that really, really stinks. I have people furious if they have to wait a half hour, and I don't blame them. I don't like waiting a half hour either. But they are not, you know, in the olden days, it was like, yeah, you know, don't worry, I brought a book. Now it's like, I gotta go. And I'm like, you called in, right, an hour ago asking if we could squeeze you in. We squeezed you in, and you're still upset. And so one professional regret is, I guess I might have wanted to be, you know, in a profession where people like you more. Because, gosh, people are grumpy, and they're in a hurry, and they're so demanding. And medicine wasn't like that. You were... I don't want to use the word revered, but you were respected a lot, and you just don't have that respect anymore, and that's very frustrating. I'm like, you know, if you want me to rush, you know, with my other patients, I will, but then, you know, don't sit here and act, you know, ask me to sit here and hold your hand while you're crying. I mean, you know, it can't work both ways. Everybody wants you, and you're not allowed to be anybody else's doctor, and people don't like that. So that was something I don't want to say I regret. I still would go into medicine, but I wish we were prepared a little bit more for that. You know, I mean, what to do when your patients start to disrespect you and demand and shoot your colleagues, and it's kind of ridiculous. You know, another regret I have is not being able to learn what to do for people in pain. You know, we're taught about the medicines, we're taught about the modalities out there, and I think a lot of us don't know what to do when you're in pain. And it's easy for us to prescribe a medication, but many of you are not able to get those medications. And so I wish from a professional standpoint, I would have gotten more training on how to handle your pain. And as a result, many of us doctors are probably going to be welcoming the medical marijuana treatment protocol, because we can't give you narcotics, and we can't tell you to go and take some over-the-counter medications because that could hurt the kidneys, and we're going to start seeing many of you more and more in pain as you're living longer. And so that to me is something I would have maybe done over. Now, from a personal standpoint, I lost a lot of friends, all right, a lot of friends being a doctor. And that is something that I mean, it had to happen. It will happen again. But a lot of people were my friend because they wanted, you know, to get their medicines. They wanted free medical. And I mean, I'm not a Pez dispenser, and I didn't want to do anything unethical. And so rather than say, look, I respect your profession. You know, I respect your licensure, respect mine. Many people didn't. And I lost a lot of people that I thought were friends as a result. You know, we talked about this, you know, years ago, how, you know, well, doctors are all buddies with doctors, and, you know, people kind of stay in their own, you know, their doctors don't want to be friends with you because you're not a doctor. No, it has nothing to do with that, okay? You know, you could be friends with your doctor, but it just always goes bad because, you know, you call them in the middle of the night, or you want this prescription, or you want that doctor to do X, Y, and Z. One of my very good friends wanted me to write something that wasn't FDA approved, and I had to put my foot down. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. I don't feel comfortable doing that. You know, I wouldn't ask you to jeopardize your license. Don't ask me. And so, you know, you end up starting to, you know, I guess reevaluate, you know, what's going on with your social life. So that's, you know, it's a regret. And, you know, the other thing that I really wish I didn't have to do is manage staff. You know, I like people. I want people to like me, but I really don't like to babysit. And when you have staff make real stupid mistakes, it is very frustrating. And I had to turn into like a mommy, and I don't want to. I'm already a mommy to my kids. And I found it very frustrating that I had to fire staff. I don't like that. All right? You know, so I mean, maybe I would have been an employee, you know, so I don't have to deal with the staff and I don't have to hire them or fire them. But so those would be my regrets. Well, now you guys may be kind of, I guess, reevaluating regrets as they're seeing machines are going to be taking up half the world's jobs. They say, according to Professor Vardy from Rice University, Moshe Vardy, he says, we are approaching a time where machines will be able to outperform humans at almost any task. He said this at an annual meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science. He goes, I believe that society needs to confront this question before it is upon us. If machines are capable of doing almost any work humans can do, what will humans do? So Professor Vardy mused on what the average human's life would be like in 2050. The typical answer is that if machines will do all the work, we will be free to pursue leisure activities. But that's not a promising future because you still need to work. Humanity is about to face perhaps the greatest challenge yet as we head into a global rate of more than 50% unemployment. And that makes a lot of us nervous as many of us, you know, are seeing what happens when the country turns into a welfare state, where you have so many people reliant on government dollars to eat. I mean, and not a lot of people paying taxes. It doesn't work, all right? And it could cause collapse. And, you know, as an employer, I see the attraction of having certain jobs automated, because if I have a staff person that does something stupid, it could close our whole business, you know, could close our whole business. So, you know, having something automated, then I can, you know, rely on the machine as opposed to a human being. And so as you see employers go, look, this is great. It's cheaper. I don't have to worry about call outs. You know, I could increase customer service because they're getting things done quicker and faster. And I could see this happen easily. They say last year robots were ordered and shipped into North America at a record-breaking rate. They say the automotive industry accounts for the bulk of the growth, semiconductors and electronics. Despite the use of robotics, there's an estimated 260,000 robots working in factories right now across our continent. Unemployment rate has gone down a little bit. But again, we just had Christmas time. According to Robotic Industries Association, North American companies ordered 31,464 robots valued at $1.8 billion in 2015, and the market is increasing. The number of robots shipped to the continent grew by 10%. I'm not surprised. I am not surprised. And we are going to see this skyrocket once minimum wage goes up. If they do bring up minimum wage to $15 an hour, and I am for minimum wage going up, but I'm for it going up methodically so the economy can handle it. If they go from 0 to 90, from whatever we are now, what, 720-something to 15, you're going to see a lot more robots be hired. Now, they are discussing artificial intelligence and robots turning into Terminators. Let's talk about that when we come back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So in the 90s, I had seen the movie Terminator 2. And I remember coming home. I went out with a friend of mine. So I came home, and I remember being pretty scared after watching that. And I was only maybe, I don't know, maybe 19, 20 at the time. I forget. No, I must have been in my 20s. I don't know. I just need to know how old I was when this happened. Okay. So I probably was about 20. And it really bothered me. And I thought this could really happen. Okay, you know, this was the 90s, and a lot of things were happening. You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger movies, even though most of them fake. All right, this one I was like, wait a second, he may be onto something here. Okay, you know, I'll be back. Maybe, you know, robots will be back. And I thought this could possibly be true. So I called up my friend, Woody. He's like, Dahlia, come on, man. I'm like, no. He's like, it's 2 in the morning. I'm like, no, I'm scared. Tell me, this won't happen. He's like, no, it won't happen. Go to sleep. You're so dumb. Okay, so I went to sleep. Well, here we are, years later. They're saying, absolutely. Rogue Terminator robots could kill humans without orders. And this could become a reality in just a few years. Scientist Wendell Wallach calls for ethical committees to monitor research. He is a Yale University ethicist. And he believes that machines should not go uncontrolled. They say, he says, we need to keep technology a good servant and not a dangerous master. Now, Stephen Hawking and Elon Musk has also echoed sentiments, too, and warnings as well. Hawking had warned computers must have goals aligned with ours. As scientists, and we just talked about in the previous segment, are saying, look, robots can do a lot what humans can do, even better because of the reliability and the, you know, the ability to kind of reproduce same results. If a robot does a good job, you're like, good, do it that way. Again, you could rely on that robot many times to do that. Whereas, unfortunately, some workers, you know, if they get, you know, distracted by a text, if they get, you know, I don't know, distracted by somebody calling, if they notice the boss left the room, so they want to kind of kick back a little bit, those kinds of things, unfortunately, could not give you reproducible results. Now, sometimes you have people with obviously ingenuity going, wait a second, okay, I got a better way to do this. And that's why we'll always need humans. But for the majority of jobs out there, employers are going to first venture out into the robots. Now, what about them turning into Terminator, like that good-looking blonde guy that, you know, goes around with liquid metal? They say Wallach also warns that technology has become so advanced that a robot capable of killing humans on its own volition will soon become a possibility. So, of course, there's all these pictures of Terminators. So don't be thinking of Terminator. It's not going to be like a Terminator. But these robots could, like, let's say, for example, let's say a robot is supposed to be putting, I guess, I don't know, let's say, like, distributing or aliquoting certain chemicals into something. Well, they could decide to just, I guess, overdose it. Or, I don't know, I'm trying not to say they're going to be sitting there having guns and shooting at us. But there could be other ways that robots could harm us. Remember we talked about that robot basically used in gynecological surgery where it turned and slapped the woman upside the head in the middle of surgery or clamped onto the tissue too tight. Okay, not all of these, you know, robots are 100%. And so rogue movements could happen. He says the basic idea is there is a need for concerted action to keep technology a good servant and not let it become a dangerous master. They say computers will overtake humans with artificial intelligence at some within the next 100 years. We need to make sure computers have goals aligned with our own, and our future is a race between the growing power of technology and the wisdom with which we use it. So, all right, so you have scientists here saying, well, you know, what are we able to do? Well, the Pentagon is supporting development of autonomous weapons and recently requested $19 billion to boost funding for this. So what, we're going to have drones fly around, shoot people, and what if the drone, you know, comes and says, you know, Dr. Dahlia, she looks like a bad guy. Let's shoot her. I'm like, no. And that would be a good movie, by the way, guys. Kind of like War Games. Yeah, somebody should do that, The Attack of the Drones. Other leading scientists claim that robots will soon be able to do everything humans are capable of. We already talked about that. So, all right, should we be scared? Here's the thing. I don't want to say we should be scared, but I really believe that we have become so dependent that that's a national security threat as it is. I don't know how to stop progress. You know, being as scientifically minded as I am and with, you know, my you know, medical training and background, you can't tell somebody to not discover and not advance. Okay? I mean, there's going to be a big push to, you know, push our smartphones and our electronics to their intellectual limit. And as we face economic issues and you know, hardship and like, for example, with they were talking about, you know, with these train derailments and these train wrecks that were operated by a human that might have been texting at the time, or air traffic controllers falling asleep, there's going to be demands by people that these jobs get automated. And the more we demand, we really need to be careful what we wish for. Okay? If there are people dying at the hands of humans because they're too busy texting, or they're not paying attention, or they're falling asleep, or they're sleep deprived, or they're lazy, or whatever, which unfortunately many humans are now being stereotypically characterized as, which is very, very concerning. Also, are humans getting stupider, where the use of smartphones is not forcing us to memorize a phone number, memorize a birthday, memorize a schedule. We're not using our memory, and I think we're going to lose the capacity to remember things as well as we used to. With those concerns, people are going to be asking for more automated type controls. Well, if that's the case, here we are. And our jobs are being taken over by robots. So now you are getting into a high-speed train automated by a robot. Would you get into a plane, okay, that is being controlled from mission control? They were talking about that too. Go, well, if pilots are going to drink, or if pilots are going to fly you into a mountain and kill you, then maybe what we need to do is just get it out of the hands of a pilot. Get it out of the hands of a human so we could control it down below. Well, I've seen enough movies to know that when something is in the control down below, a bad guy could get a hold of it, and then the bad guy could control it. So who do you want in control of your planes, of your medicine, of your subway system, of your cars? I mean, we're talking about self-driving cars. You know, and some of you are loving the idea. Well, you know, as marijuana, you know, becomes legalized, and as we can't oversee, you know, who's going to smoke what and, you know, get behind the wheel, good. You know, let's just have everything as automated as possible. I'm nervous about that. Okay, I mean, I know humans have a lot of faults, but we're humans still. I do not trust robots. I do not trust machines. I don't like them. I never have. I really hate my iPhone. Look at what happens to my show every time my MacBook Pro goes down. Okay? I know. Exactly. My real well-contented, very highly rated show. Okay? Everything seems to go kaput. Why? Because I lost my computer. And I know some of you are like, well, why don't you just do your show without, you know, your computer? How do I do that? Okay, I mean, I'm just as guilty. I am so reliant now. I don't print everything out like you did in the olden days. I don't have, you know, I have up-to-date type stuff coming up. I'm saving paper. So we're really putting ourselves at risk. And, like I said, I don't know if, you know, they would turn around and kill us, but I really think they have the potential to do some pretty substantial harm. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC, DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, you know, I think men have enough to worry about when it comes to prostate and heart health and lung health and, you know, just like us women, you know, they just, you know, every other article seems to be that we got to be on top of this. We got to be on top of this. People could die of this, etc. Well, one thing that has really disturbed a lot of my male patients and listeners is the fact that they could get throat cancer from oral sex. And we have another study in Medical News Today headlines. Presented the American Association for the Advancements of Science, there was their annual meeting February 12th, that the risk of developing cancers of the mouth and throat among men increases as with the number of oral sex partners. These types of cancers are linked to the activity that could spread HPV. Now, HPV is human papillomavirus, and this has been linked to multiple types of cancer. Compared to women with the same number of oral sex partners, men were found to be twice as likely to contract these HPV-related cancers. In fact, women are less likely to develop oral cancer if they engage with multiple sex partners as opposed to men. They noted white men in their middle age are the ones most at risk for developing oral cancer as compared to men from different races. According to the CDC, cancer of the oral cavity and pharynx claim more than 8,000 lives every year in the United States. There are also over 30,000 new cases diagnosed annually. What is so scary about this type of cancer, people, is it's not very easily diagnosed. Many times you go, oh, I got a sore throat, or, you know, I'll just take some antibiotics. The antibiotics may make you feel better. And then you're like, well, gosh, you know, I'm getting a little hoarser. Well, maybe it's the, you know, I don't know, the desert air. Or, you know, maybe it's, I don't know, I was yelling and screaming at the grandkids or whatever. And then all of a sudden, you go, wait a second here. And the doctor takes a look and says, you have stage 4 throat cancer. And you're like, what? How did this happen? So it's a very, very scary type of cancer. We talked about how Michael Douglas, when he was diagnosed, he originally presented with a, sore throat. So he was treated for sore throat. Then a few months later, when the sore throat persisted, they found out that he had throat cancer. Luckily, he lived. Luckily, he was able to knock that out of the ballpark. But, not a very easy road for any of us. So. HPV vaccine, we're offering young boys now to get HPV vaccine. A lot of moms and families aren't really hip to it. They don't like the idea of another series of vaccines. It's a lot. It's a series of 3. I mean, you know, we already have, you know, tons of vaccines out there, and I know a lot of parents are a little reluctant. They go, yeah, well, my child's not having sex, so, you know, we could hold off. I don't know. This is something that really scares the heck out of, and, you know, you can't predict, you know, when your boy is that young, you know, you're like, okay, he's not going to do anything like that. So, you know, mama's taught him well. Okay. I'm proud of you that mama's taught you well. I'm proud of you, but you have no idea what they're going to do later. And this is not a very easy conversation to have. I tried to have this conversation with my boys. I'm like, all right, guys, don't do this type of activity. What? What is it, huh? And then they start to giggle. And I'm like, you know what? Just forget it. Just forget it. And so, yeah, you know, so it didn't go far. The conversation did not go well at all. I would strongly suggest considering the HPV vaccine for boys and girls. Extremely important. Many people go, well, if the girls get the HPV vaccine, then the boys can't receive HPV. If all the girls, but not all the girls are getting it. Not all the girls will show immunity. The HPV vaccine only protects against a few of the viruses. There's tons more viruses or strains of the HPV. They say men are more prone to oral cancer. They say because they tend to take more time in clearing the infection. Men are not only more likely to be infected with oral HPV infection than women, but our research shows that once you become infected, men are less likely to clear this infection than women, further contributing to cancer risk. So what are signs and symptoms of you having throat cancer? Sometimes absolutely nothing. Sometimes it could be a chronic sore throat. Sometimes it could be you're being hoarse, you having a loss of voice. I've had patients where they felt like they had allergies. Now, that is very frustrating. So this patient had been treated with nasal steroids for allergies by his other doctor. And he's like, yeah, I need more of this. And I go, how long have you been taking these nasal steroids for your allergies? I've been on them for years. And I'm like, well, you know, if you have chronic allergies, maybe we should get an allergist, or maybe we should get an ear, nose, and throat doctor. Let me take a peek. I took a look, and lo and behold, whoo, huge mass at the base of his tongue. So, and unfortunately, he did not live. I'm very scared when it comes to oral cancer, and I do not like to mess around. So I would suggest to any of you, if you have an issue with hoarseness or chronic throat issues or chronic need to clear your throat or chronic allergies, just get an ear, nose, and throat doctor to take a little peek, okay? Smart to do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say pregnant women who eat more than 3 servings of fish a week, which is more than the maximum recommended by U.S. health regulators, may face an increased risk of having babies who grow rapidly and become obese in childhood. Now, I know this is making you scratch your head because you're like, wait a second. Isn't a fish diet healthier than a, you know, red meat diet when you're pregnant? Don't we want to recommend that women eat more fish? Well, according to this study, no. Previous research has linked one pollutant in fish, mercury, to be damaged to the nervous, digestive, and immune systems, the lungs, the kidneys, the skin, and the eyes. So the FDA encouraged pregnant women to limit consumption to no more than three servings a week. The current study also points to another risk, obesity. They think maybe it contributes by interfering with their hormone system while they're developing as babies. They say don't avoid fish altogether because it has protein and vitamin D and omega-3 fatty acids, but don't overindulge. So they really want pregnant women to adhere to these guidelines. I know pregnant women are like, wait a second, between Zika, just tell me what can I do? Well, yeah. You know what? If you want to eat ice cream, go right ahead. All right? I have no problem with that. If you want the TV on your station, fine by me. I say, you know, do what you want in terms of behavioral things, okay? If you want to go and get a spa day, if you want to go shopping, go right ahead. Okay, I know men are grumpy with that, but still. Because, yeah, you know, unfortunately, you can't drink, you can't smoke. We're asking you to watch your caffeine intake, those kinds of things. And you know what? Don't rest the cell phone on your tummy. I know a lot of you guys like to play baby music to the baby. I don't know. I don't think I like cell phones near the uterus. It's just something that I'm, you know, cautious about. So they say in general, women should eat a variety of types of fish per week. Avoid consumption of the large predatory fish like mackerel, swordfish, shark, tilefish. I didn't know there was something called tilefish. And then what they did is they looked at studies. They looked at 26,000 pregnant women and their children. And they looked at babies born in Belgium, France, Greece, Italy, the Netherlands, Norway, Poland, Portugal, Spain, and Massachusetts. Huh. All right. And obviously fish intake varied by region. In Belgium, only half of the pregnant women ate fish more than once every 2 weeks. But in Spain, they were eating a lot more fish. With moderate fish consumption, they found rapid infant growth and child obesity up to age 6. So I would say cut back. Make sure you're still doing light exercise. Talk to your medical provider. Talk to your OB, your obstetrician before you do anything, overexertional. And just, you know, try to enjoy the pregnancy. I know it's hard. All right. We'll keep you guys posted as the coming days ensue on what's going on with Zika. They're kind of looking at mosquitoes and how these mosquitoes evolved. There's a lot of viral diseases out there that are now being brought up in the news, and we're going to review them as we look at West Nile and dengue and Zika. You know, these are things that... You know, it's like we got so much on our plate already. Do we need to deal with this? Yeah, we do. And I'll keep you guys posted as we get more updates. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down in a little white church. Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.